Hey, this is Brian Schrader with an update from WRAL News. Of course, the big story this morning, dangerous Hurricane Idalia, which is making landfall in Florida's Big Bend region. It strengthened to a Category 4 storm overnight with winds at 130 miles an hour, a storm surge up to 16 feet expected in some parts of the Big Bend region. And around the North Carolina coast this morning, tropical storm warnings were put into effect. We are also under a flood watch in the Triangle and points to the south and east, expecting 1 to 5 inches of rain, maybe some higher totals, especially south and east of the Triangle, and that's where most of the rain will fall. North of the Triangle, we probably will not see significant problems with heavy rain, and that'll be tonight through Thursday morning. Stay with the WRAL Severe Weather Center team for updates. The forecast today, we'll see mostly cloudy skies till we start to see some rain developing later this afternoon and evening with a high today in the mid-80s. Classes are canceled again today for students and staff at UNC Chapel Hill following the deadly campus shooting. The university plans to honor Professor Zijie Yan today by ringing the bell tower at 1:02 this afternoon, and a candlelight vigil is scheduled for 7:30 this evening at Polk Place. PhD student Tai Lei Chi is charged with first-degree murder. Police say they are still searching for the gun and the motive. Authorities say that attack on Moore County's power grid back in December led to a woman's death. WRAL obtained autopsy results for 87-year-old Karen Zoanelli, and the medical examiner's office ruled her death a homicide. She died December 4th after her oxygen machine lost power. So far, police have not made any arrests in that attack. That's a look at some of our top stories. I'm Brian Schrader.